Salutations in the flame of Afra. Let light flow unto a continent and unto a people. Let light flow from the fiery core of the I am that I am, from the side of the north unto the side of the south. Let the light descend from the crown unto the base, and let the fulfillment of the Father, Mother, God be the reuniting of all peoples upon this continent. By the sacred fire of the Holy Spirit, let them be united in love. Under the banner of Micah, the angel of unity, who also united the children of Israel and also united the people of America in time of civil war, with the banner union and with the cry, "Remember ye our brethren," I call to the children of Afra, all your strength is in your union, all your danger is in discord. So were the words of Hiawatha unto the tribes of the Indians, and by the smoking of the peace pipe and the smoking of the lamps of God, the union of the sacred fire brought together the divergent tribes, and they became as one, one in the consciousness of God, one out of many, e pluribus unum, so one people out of many nations and origins and tribes. So as the individual yields to the family, as the family yields to the community, and as the community yields to the nation, let it be that in this hour of the coming of the Lord's Spirit, in the descent of the fire of the Holy Ghost, the differences of the peoples of this continent shall be dissolved in the one flame of love. Let the gift of the Holy Spirit be the understanding of tongues, not only of the speech, but of the heart and the mind and the soul. Let the people understand. We are brethren because we are of the same mother. Let mother and the love of mother be the flow. How can you kill when you kill the one who has come forth from the same womb of mother? Out of the womb of the cosmic virgin, out of time and space, you came forth as mighty conquerors, as teams of conquerors of old, as the blue race and the violet race. So you came, and so you are one in the light of Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the one unity. So out of one many, so many is the coming of the one. I am your brother, not your lord, not your master, but I am your brother on the path. I have shared your passion for freedom. I have shared with you the hours of crisis when you beheld the injustice, when you sought the Lord and prayed to him for justice, and the Lord gave to you the divine plan for this nation and for this continent. I have lived in your hearts these hundreds and hundreds of years as you have toiled under the burden of oppression from within and without. And although many have considered the outer oppression the greater, we who are among those who have graduated from this continent consider that the only true slavery is the slavery from within, the slavery of the carnal mind and its selfishness, its failure to sacrifice upon the altar as Abraham and Isaac sacrificed. So the failure to sacrifice the beasts of the carnal mind, this is slavery. Now then, it is because some have been willing to make the sacrifice of selfishness that the outer slavery has also been broken, and it is through the evolution of the people themselves toward the light of God that has given this new opportunity in this age to this continent. I come because you have called to me, because you are the ones who are awake with the Lord Buddha, the ones who are aware of the God flame. Without the call, there can be no answer, but the call does indeed compel the answer. You have compelled the presence of the messenger so that you could hear in the power of the spoken word my communication, which you have felt in your hearts already, and which you have known in your minds to be the presence of the angels and the archangels and the hosts of the Lord, who have come to you to give you grace and protection and comfort in all ways and in all generations. I come then that you might see the great flow of the merging of the peoples in the river of the water of life that is the flow of Mother, in the crystal flow of Mother Light from the base chakra to the crown of a continent. There is the merging of the people. And so as Mother Liberty came to the shores of America on behalf of her son, Saint Germain, to anoint the pilgrims who came to that land, to ignite in them the flame of the heart, that they might be called the people of America. From every nation, from every origin, ethnic and racial, they came. They left behind their differences. They became one nation because Mother Liberty, standing in the harbor of New York, holding the torch high, kindled in their hearts that flame of oneness with the same message of the angel Micah. Remember, ye are brethren. I am your mother. I have begotten thee. This is what makes an American. It is a common flame, a common devotion, a common freedom. This is what shall come to pass as the people of Africa take the torch of freedom. It is the coming of Mother Liberty. It is the anointing of the hearts. It is the conveyance of the threefold flame. It is the coming of the Ancient of Days with a threefold flame, espoused by the sons and daughters of Venus and of other planets in this system of worlds. The threefold flame of the Trinity is the unifying factor of the nations. Let them leave their nets, let them leave their weapons. Let them come at the calling of the Lord, and let them hear the call. Let them see the vision. Let them have the mind of Afra. Let their minds be united in the mandala of a continent, and out of that fiery core of God and of the God design, let them forge first the identity in Christ, then the identity in family, then the identity in community, then the identity in nation, then the identity of a continent. When you examine the facts of existence in these nations in this hour, it is a bit different from the vision that I bring. Divergent peoples, local wars, strife in religion, strife between the Arabs and the Jews, between the blacks and the whites, and the Christians and the Muslims. Oh, beloved hearts, there is the groaning in the very soul and the heart of the world mother for her children. There is the travail of the divine mother to give birth to the Christ consciousness when her children are moving against the very flow of life. Did not Jesus give forth the cry of his lamentation in that hour? O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest and stonest the prophets, how often I would have gathered thee under my wing as the hen gathereth her chicks. but ye would not. So I say to you who are the people of God and who now have the torch passed to you of the science of the spoken word, you must give forth in your spoken word the commands of God for unity, for the alchemical fires of freedom to dissolve the differences of tribalism and the envy and the jealousy even in the family and in the schoolyard and in the community and in the government. Let all become servants of the one God and the one destiny. And these are the powers of nationhood. It is the power that is given to those who attain in the Christ. The power that was given to Jesus when he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. This power is accorded to every son and daughter of God who is the overcomer in the way. To every son and daughter of God who is the overcomer in the way, this is the power to forge the victory. But there is a testing, a mighty testing, before the power is conveyed. It is the testing of Jesus in the wilderness. It is the offer of the fallen ones, the rebellious ones, the souls of the tares. The tares, the seed of the wicked one sown among the good wheat. These are also among you, and they come with their temptations. They show you the kingdoms of this world, and they say, all these things will we give you if you will fall down and worship us. You must stand steadfast in the hour of the testing. You must be willing to fast with Jesus for Ghana, for Afra, fast from the desires and the things of this world, so that you are not caught in the hour of the temptation to sell your soul for materialism. For when the temptation has passed and you have resisted the temptation to command these stones be made bread, when you have resisted the temptation to cast yourself down the mountain to test the Lord, when you have resisted all things by the power of the Trinity, then and only then will the power of God be vouchsafed to you to build a new nation and a new continent conceived in the very heart of the Goddess of Liberty. O Mother Liberty, teach thy children. I am Afra, a son of God and a brother of this people. I kneel before you, O Divine Mother, O woman clothed with a sun, O counterpart of the Divine Father in heaven. I pray to thee, to the Father, Mother God, and I ask for the teachings of God to be given to this people so that they are not tempted with the powers of nationhood offered by the princes of this world who come from east and west, offering their proposals and tantalizing these who are the children of God, who must yet mature to be sons and daughters of God. O Alpha and Omega, give to them the courage to stand in the hour of the testing and to know that when they have gone through that dark night in Gethsemane, and the morning is come, and they are able to say with Jesus, Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. When they are able to say, not my will, but thine be done, then will the angels of the Lord come and minister unto them, and they will find that they are not alone, and that they have within themselves the inner resources and the natural resources to conquer every foe, to meet every need, to solve every crisis. But these resources come in union and in unity, not in the fragmentation, but in the removing of the lines of division, beginning within the human soul. Let yourself not be a house divided against itself. Let there not be a warring in your members, but call in the name of God for the judgment of the archangels to come into your temple and into your house. And let your confirmation of the judgment be the casting out of the fallen one, and of the seed of the wicked one, and of the carnal mind. Let your light in Christ challenge the dragon and the beast that cometh out of the earth and out of the sea. Let it challenge then the false prophet, the Antichrist, and the great whore. For your soul, one in Christ and one with God, can confirm the judgment that is outlined for you in the revelation of John. See to it then that this fire of love, as the fire of judgment, is received upon your heart's altar this day, and that each day to come you invoke that judgment through the Lord Christ, and thereby making yourself that one, that indivisible Christ manifestation, you will be the electrode for the making of this community of the Holy Spirit, one nation. And then all nations coming together, each sitting under his own vine and fig tree, all shall know the Lord from the least unto the greatest. All shall read the laws of God which are written in their inward parts. Then it will be seen that the mandala, the very blueprint of the nations, that is according to the law of karma, will make of each nation of this continent the contributor of self-worth, self-reliance, and self-respect. As each nation makes that contribution for the whole, placing upon the altar of Afra the first fruits of the talents of the people, the resources, the industry, the government, the culture, the music, the art, the science. So all of these fruits of the harvest of the Lord, given in the day of the harvest as a testimony upon the altar, will be that acceptable offering of the Son of God, of Abel the righteous. And the smoke of that offering will rise unto the heavens, and the Lord God will release the blessing, for you have brought unto his house the fullness of the tithe that is called from your heart, for which you are called in this age. This is the fire of the union. This is the meaning of sacrifice. This is the meaning of the sacrament and of the atonement. And all these things shall come to pass in the church of the Lord Christ that is established in heaven as on earth. The church, universal and triumphant, whose door is the heart of the mother open to all of her children, regardless of conviction or origin or past association. I release to you the words of the love of my heart, but I also release to you the energies to infire this continent. The powers of nationhood can be either the power of the prince of this world or the power of the Son of God. With Joshua, the son of Nun, I say to you this day, choose you this day whom you will serve. Then beware. Beware, for the emissaries of the prince of this world will come, yea, they have already come, bearing gifts of this world. But look for the coming of the emissaries of the sons and daughters of God. Receive them and know that they truly are the instruments of your own self-realization, self-elevation, self in the true self, which is Christ, the chief cornerstone of every house. And so in these powers are to be seen the perils of nationhood, that when the children are new to their freedom and their liberty, they look to imitate those who are the older cultures, who have gone the way of their blueprint, some who have made mistakes, some who have followed the powers of the prince of this world, for they have entered into the temptation, and some who have followed the teachings of the Son of God. Let the children of Aphra look within and find the inner key to the God consciousness in this age. Let them be imitators of Christ and not imitators of the carnal minds of the other nations. So as the Christ has come forth in every nation, that Christ may be imitated here. So is power in him and in him alone. The knowledge of the peril of nationhood which I bring to you this day is the peril of the failure of the people to be obedient to the laws of God and to make the necessary sacrifices so that the whole can be one, forged and one. The great danger, then, the great peril to Ghana and to every nation is the danger of chaos and confusion that is born of selfishness, where there is no path, no way or truth or life as taught by the avatars, no desire for initiation in God, no realization that life is for testing, life is for the exercise of free will, life is for the balancing of karma, the fulfillment of dharma, and the return of the soul unto the altar of the Ancient of Days in the ritual of the ascension. The peril of nationhood is the peril of the absence of vision. For without vision, the people perish, and the people lose their vision proportionately as they increase in self-indulgence, in selfishness, in the cults of success, ambition, and pride. This is a disease that begins in the leaders, that is transferred to the people, that is then increased in them and returned to the leaders, until the nation is at odds with one another, and there is nothing but the spying on one another and the attempts at the coup to remove the statesmen and those who are in the position of leadership. There is envy, there is jealousy, there is graft, there is greed, there is bribery. These are the perils of nationhood, that when a people who have been deprived of their resources and of their energies, who have been enslaved to others for so many centuries, become drunk now with the wealth of their nation, become drunk with power and the desire to rule over one another, have they so early forgotten that once all were common subjects of other masters? Have they forgotten that they are brethren? Oh, this people, if you could see me as I walk the streets of Accra and of Ghana and of these nations, you would see me as the prophets of Israel of old, and I rend my garments for the sins of the people, for their failure to see that if they fail in this age to forge this union, then Accra will go down like the other powers and civilizations of this world have gone down ever since the sinking of Lemuria and Atlantis, the days of Rome and Greece and ancient China, and all of those who have come to naught because they have worshipped the god of Baal. Let it be seen then that the hour for the coming of the victory on this continent is nigh. If you fail to accept the torch of liberty, if you fail to take with you the science of the spoken word, if you fail to sacrifice the lesser self, then you will go the way of all the rest. The people of Aphra have the supreme opportunity to learn from every civilization and every history. They must learn that the peak of civilization, at the point when the conquest of matter has been attained, that peak must be met with the point of the capstone of the pyramid, when the all-seeing eye of God translates the soul into a spiritualization of culture, when civilization as materialization reaches its peak, There are only two courses that are open. Either material decline and decay because of indulgence, or spiritual transcendence when, by the alchemy of the Holy Spirit, all that has been attained in matter becomes the foundation of the pyramid, whereby this attainment is transferred in spirit, and the people experience the new birth in spirit and in Christ. In this very hour, this moment of the peaking of material attainment has come for many nations in East and West. In this moment, the idling of the energies of God in the nexus of the cross of white fire is for the choice of these peoples to choose this day the word of the Lord and the message of the prophets in every age, to choose to spiritualize consciousness. My friends, the choice is to be or not to be. It is not the case that ye shall not surely die, as the serpent spoke those words. It is the case when surely as you choose, so will you be quickened unto everlasting life, or judged at the judgment of God unto the second death. As the individual must make the choice, so nations must make the choice. So in this hour of the newness, the nations of Afra may choose to move forward on the parallel lines of the conquest of matter and spirit. Choosing wisely and well, they will not follow in the way of the destroyed planet Maldek, whose evolutions destroyed themselves in their ambition and their competition, which became the intense hatred of their laggard evolution. Aye, planets and systems of worlds have been lost because evolutions have failed to make the choice. Therefore, I stand before you this day. Heed my word on these powers and perils of nationhood that are before you. And remember my word, people of Afra, you must choose this day whom you will serve. You must choose to be or not to be. I ask you in the name of God, will you make your choice?
I will.
I thank you, and I bid you adieu.